Do you want to discover more joy, peace, and freedom with food, exercise, and your body? Here we bring a compassionate, holistic, and sustainable approach to fitness so you can fully enjoy the life you want and express your unique self with the world. I'm Michelle Roscoe, and I want to help you find fitness freedom. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, my friend. Today's snippet is simple. You deserve to take up space. In fact, if we're going really deep here, you are connected to everything in the universe, everything that exists, and in a way, you are infinite. That is how much space you take up, the entirety of the universe. But on this earth, and of course, I don't claim to understand everything about the universe, but we are on this earth, as far as I know, and you exist in a human body here with all of its physical complexities and limitations. And on this earth, especially if you are a woman or identify as a woman or have grown up identifying as a woman, you are encouraged, whether outright or subtly, and usually subtly, to take up less space. The message is something like, be squat, be skinny, be quiet, be nice, be something nice to look at. Do what makes me feel good. Eat less, stop talking, apologize more. Don't brag, stay in your place. Research shows that women apologize more than men. And I often see this personally when they just are existing. Maybe they bump into someone or they take up space. Women get less credit for the same amount of work that men do. And women are more likely than men to report body dissatisfaction and to diet or change their eating behaviors for weight control, to be smaller, basically. This is the system and the climate that we currently live in on Earth in 2024. And I do want to say a disclaimer before I encourage you to take up space. Sometimes an attempt to be small can be a trauma response for safety. Just like little roly-polies curl up to protect themselves or some animals, they'll curl up or hide to stay safe from predators. Sometimes that is the best and wisest response from our bodies when something harmful is happening to us or we perceive something harmful as happening to us, and whether we feel out of touch with ourselves through abuse or trauma, because our bodies are wise and they want to keep us safe. And sometimes that is a safety response. It's not something that we should be in all the time. It's something to heal from and to build courage around through professional help and practice. But I'm not talking necessarily about that. I just want to put that little note in there because sometimes it is healthy for us, or there are reasons for us to become small or to protect ourselves. But it's time to take up space. First of all, take up physical space. To not be the first one to move out of the way when someone walks by you, especially a guy. To not apologize for just taking up space. To not try to shrink yourself for the sake of being better or more attractive. To stand tall and proud and not feel guilty about it. To become stronger in your muscles and your bones. To eat as much as your body needs. To wear what you want without worrying how others will approve or disapprove. It is time to take up space, physically. And it's time to take up invisible space. To not accept gender favoritism in your workplace or your home or wherever you are, whether it's for you or another person. To accept compliments and praise without downplaying it. To just say, thanks. Stop without having to be like, oh yeah, but just to accept it, to know how amazing you are and how worthy you are, to know your history and be proud of it and how far you've come, to speak well of your abilities. I'm working on this myself. To spend money on yourself just for you, to spend time on yourself just for you, to just rest and be without having to be productive or useful, to exist without having to justify it with anything, to take up space physically. You deserve to exist. without needing to prove or produce or profit or please or perfect or perform. You deserve to exist just being you in the body you are in right this moment. So, take up space, sis. Take up space. Hey there, me one more time, because this is my podcast. I just want to say thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. If you would be so kind and generous as to leave a review, a good review, it would mean a lot to the podcast and to growing this so more people can get a hold of it. If you would like to get more support, continue listening to this podcast. Follow me on Instagram, friend me on Facebook. You can find me in the link in the show notes. Always feel free to reach out to me. An email is always welcome. Happy to hear from you. And the best way that I actually can help you is, if and when you're ready, is for you to join the 4-H Method. It's my signature program, and it helps you make your body your home and your health your hero journey, transforming your health and life from the inside out. Remember, you are worthy, you are powerful. Like you, love you, Coach Michelle.